Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God again for each one of you. Thank God for another time of Blog Talk, amen. Radio, time to talk about it, amen. I'm your host, sitting in for Apostle Gloria Porter, Bishop John Porter. I just thank God, amen, for, amen, Sister Diane. Thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus, amen. It's good to be here. Amen. The Lord have blessed us to see another day. Amen. If he woke you up this morning, you are beyond a miracle. Amen. I'm looking out, amen, at a beautiful morning. Man, I don't know how it is there and where you is at there at the moment, but I just thank God, amen, for where I'm at in the name of Jesus. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. Amen. We just thank God that you take time out. Amen, to tune in. Amen, we have a beautiful, amen, speaker today. Amen, and we just thank God for her and just thank God, amen, for all that the Lord is doing at this hour. Amen, we are always saying that we want to write down word, and may we have a speaker that will give you that. Amen, a word for right now, for today, where you can be strengthened to carry your own, not only through this day, but for the rest of the week. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God. And we look to the hills, for whence coming all our help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you in your set place? Praise God. Are you is where God wants you to be? Praise God. Not where you want to be, but where our Lord and Savior, amen, have set for you. Praise the Lord. Y'all remember the story about Elijah? Man, he was running from Jezebel after calling fire from heaven. Man, we do something good, amen. And she sent word to him, said, you tell Elijah, when I see him, I'm killing him. He took off running. Run from a woman. And he done stood up against 800 and some false prophets. See, look what we can do and how quick we forget, amen, a way of what God can do in our lives, amen. See how quick we can forget? Man, we are so quick to forget. And he fled, ran to a cave. God took care of him because he was God anointed at that hour. What about you today? Praise the Lord. God took care of him, sent ravens to feed him once in the morning and once in the noonday. No snacks in between, but God took care of him. And it was a brook that ran right down the middle of the cave. Praise the Lord. Man, he was able to drink water. Amen. And God spoke to him and said, I want you to get up. Go to Zarephath. I got a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he procrastinated. You one of them ones procrastinating? God done spoke to you, trying to get you in your set place. It was all right there for a while. But when God speak, God means just what he say. Y'all gone. And all of a sudden, amen, as he just procrastinated and hesitating and waiting, the Bible says that the brook dried up. The ravens quit coming. No food and no water. He said, I told you to go to Zarephath. I have a widow woman there that going to sustain thee. And if you look at the story, it looks like your situation is getting worse than any better. But we know the story. Our God, amen, delivered. How many know that God will deliver on time? And the moral of the story, are you in your set place? See, when you obey God and move when God say move, and not when you want to move, great things will happen. How many know he'll turn a bad situation and make some good out of it? He'll turn a negative into a positive. That was just on my heart. Amen. Are you in your set place today? Praise God. Amen. Amen. God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. And when he got there, the widow woman was preparing, amen, some sticks to prepare a meal for her and her son to die. But look at God. And if you look at the story, look like his situation was getting worse than it ended better. But how many know that God can take little and he can make much? Oh, if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Because he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Praise the Lord. Oh, he's moving even as I speak. Praise the Lord. He's destroying the yokes for somebody. You know, I'm not the speaker. I'm old. Praise the Lord. Give him a giveaway. Amen. We got a speaker today. She's ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beautiful teacher. Amen. She will break it down where we can understand it. Amen. Make it very plain. And that's what we need in these times. Am I right? Praise the Lord. So you have no excuse. We are without excuse. Amen. Oh, I just thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn it over in the hands of Sister Diane. Amen. Our prayer warrior. Amen. She was one to stay on the wall. She will pray. If you call her, she will say, let's pray. Amen. I like that. Amen. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes conditions. Prayer will change. Amen. You and I, he will move. He will change. He will change whatever is in your life that shouldn't be there. And she is a praying woman. Amen. She always knocking the devil in the head. Amen. She will rebuke the fire to him. I like that about her. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. You woke us up this morning, Lord, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do, Lord Father, not just for ourselves but for others, Lord. We say thank you. Father, we learn not to take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Amen. Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for this day, Lord Father, the day that we can touch and agree on prayers, Lord Father, tearing the devil kingdom down, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father. Some, Lord Father, ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer, Lord Father God, for their loved ones, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, as the McGrath-Roberts family, Lord Father, prepare, Lord Father, to lay their loved ones at rest, Lord Father, the Corbett family, Lord Father, Father, we ask you, O God, to give them the strength, Lord, Father God. Give them the peace and comfort that they need, Lord, Father. And Father, right now, Lord, Father, we ask for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, let them take that time, Lord, Father God, and accept you, Lord, Father. Father, pierce their heart right now, Father, with that word, Lord, Father, as it come forth, Lord, Father. And let them know, God, the time is at hand right now in the name of Jesus. No day is promised to us, O Lord. Father, so many are dying, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that was in the path of Hurricane Ida, Lord, Father, and lost their lives, Lord, Father. Father, we too, Lord, Father, ask, Lord, Father God, to comfort their heart, Lord, Father. Father, clothe and shelter those that are in need of shelter and clothing and food right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father, and you always make a way out of no ways, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now for shielding and protecting your people, Lord, Father. We thank you for giving them the ears to hear, Lord, Father, and the heart to receive the word, Lord. And, Father, as they continue to stand on your word, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kim MacArthur right now, Lord, Father, that suffer a stroke, Lord, Father. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We know, Lord, Father, you can regulate that body, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for the use back, Lord, Father, God, of her arms right now, Lord, Father. Father, we come against that slur speech right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for regulating her body right now, as you say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Carolyn right now, Lord, Father. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, as she prepare for surgery next month, Lord, Father. Give her the strength, Lord, Father. Father, as she continue to seek your face and call upon you, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you. We thank you for your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, Father, you can turn all situations around, Lord, Father. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue, O God, to hold Sister Elizabeth in prayer, Lord, Father. Continue to ask you to touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the strength that you continue to give her, Lord, Father, as she won intercede on behalf of her family, Lord, Father. Touch her son and his family, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for what you have done for her son, Lord, Father, bringing him through those surgeries, oh God. Father, we thank you for the healing process right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her brother Tony, Lord, Father. Father, we speak health, Lord, Father, healing to his body in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father, we also hold before you, Lord, Father, her cousin right now, Lord, Father, as we continue to speak healing to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we have no problems touching and agreeing, Lord, Father, with all those that ask for prayer, Lord, Father. Father, you say where two or more are gathered, Lord, Father, you're there in the midst, Lord, Father. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, O God, for touching those right now, Lord, Father, that have and had COVID, Lord, Father. We ask you to continue to touch their immune system right now, Lord, Father. And, Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for someone being in their path, leading them to you, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, touch, Lord, Father, so many in the hospitals right now, Lord, Father. Father, either dying right now of COVID, Lord, Father, some type of sickness or disease, Lord, Father. But, Father, you say, by your stripes, we are healed. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now for keeping us in the ark of safety right now, Lord, Father, as you continue to see the blood, Lord, Father, that you pass over right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you my apostle, Lord, Father. Continue to cover her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father, knowing no weapons that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for seeing the blood, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, as we ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord. Lord, Father, we thank you how you continue to strengthen her, Lord, Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. She wore an intercede on others' behalf, Lord, Father. Father, she's been walking in your path, Lord, Father. So we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, continue, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father, Bishop and Pastor George right now in the name of Jesus as they continue, Lord, Father, to bring forth word also, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord, Father. Father, continue to strengthen them, Lord, Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way. Keep that hedge of protection round about them. Oh, Father, we just magnify and lift your name on high, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, as we cover this broadcast, this airways right now under the blood, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch the speaker of the hour, Lord, Father. Touch Elder Addison right now, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father, as she let go and let you have your way, Lord, Father. Use her, Lord, Father, as she bring forth that rhema word, Lord, Father, the word that the people needs to hear, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just having your way with her right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for this broadcast, Lord, Father, as it continue, Lord, Father, to touch many nations, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, not only that it touched the nations, Lord, Father, but it touched the people in the nation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. So, Father, we say show up and show out. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that prayer. And for Sister Diane, praise the Lord. And as Apostle always say, now, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call us to get your name on the list. But we're going to pray. We pray for you anyway. Why? Because prayer is universal. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's, you have your personal prayer time, and then it's corporate. Man, praying for our nation, praying for, amen, for our nation, praying for each other. Man, then pray, you know, for yourself, for your family. Man, in the name of Jesus. Man, and we know that we are living in challenging times. If we ever need to pray, we need to pray now. Am I right? Amen. Call on the name of the Lord. Man, because he is a praying God. He declared, while we yet calling, he will answer. See, while we yet speaking, he will hear. Let me give you a little word, praise God, so we can get, amen, our speaker up, praise the Lord. Amen. Where there is love, there is concern. Where there is concern, there is kindness. Where there is kindness, there is harmony. Where there is harmony, there is helpfulness. Where there is helpfulness, there is Christ. Where there is Christ, there is love. Oh, I like that. Praise the Lord. I'm going to recite that one more time. Amen. For the listeners, for your ears, praise the Lord. Where there is love, there is concern. Where there is concern, there is kindness. Where there is kindness, there is harmony. Where there is harmony, there is helpfulness. Where there is helpfulness, there is Christ. And where there is Christ, there is love. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a God, amen, that loves us unconditional, that agape love that he sent only from on high. Praise the Lord. Man, and he asked us to do one thing. Praise the Lord. He said to his disciples, man, I'm going to leave a new commandment with you, that you love ye one another as I have loved you. Praise the Lord. Man, can we do that? Can we get in harmony? Can we get in unity? Can we love ye one another, love run from heart to heart and breast to breast? Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, and this is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. He left that on record for us, that we love ye one another. And he said, Father, make them one as you and I are one. Oh, praise the Lord. He wants us to be one. Amen. Why we can't do that? Why we can't come together? Praise the Lord. Quit fighting. Quit pulling one another down, stabbing each other in the back. Praise God. And come together in unity, you know. Oh, we put the devil on the run when we come in one mind and one spirit. Praise the Lord. Lifting up the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us that every devil in hell tremble at that name. Every time we say Jesus, every devil in hell tremble. Now look at that power of authority that God have invested in us. Greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, who would serve a God like this? God bless you today. I'm not just speaking. All praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to yield now. I'm going to decrease and let the woman of God, amen, come in her own way. Amen. Ella Yvonne Addison. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise God. Good morning, City of Victory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. He's so awesome, and he's so mighty. And I just praise him on this morning. I give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. So I want to just thank Bishop Porter and my cousin, Apostle Gloria, and Sister Diane, and just bless the Lord for you all and just the work that you're doing. And God is so good. I just thank him. I thank the Lord for his presence. I thank God for just how he's speaking in the season. And I just bless God. He's just so awesome and just so amazing. And I pray that what I will speak today, the Holy Spirit will help me to release this word on today, that it will be a blessing to those who are listening, and just encourage us and to empower us and to just have a closer walk with Jesus, because that's what it's all about, really. It's our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's all about the relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. If we don't have a relationship with him, we don't have a relationship. People talk about, you know, that they'll mention the name of God, they'll talk about God, but is there a relationship? So we have to have a relationship. And once we have that relationship, I'm telling you, God will begin to reveal himself to us in so many ways. He will reveal himself. So I just thank God. I bless the Lord. And that's not really what my topic is about this morning, but I just wanted to just give God the glory and the honor and just recognize him for God for who he is on today. Amen. So I bless God. And Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come to be in your presence. We are so grateful for all that you're doing in our lives. We're grateful for your grace and your mercy. We are so thankful that you promised to be with us and not to leave us. We just so thankful for that. We have gratitude for how you provide for us, and so we're just thankful on today. And God, I just ask as I minister this word, I ask that the Holy Spirit will speak through me. I just remove Yvonne out of the way and just ask that the Holy Spirit will speak. And Lord, I just thank you for a word from heaven. We bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, and we thank you so much for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So the title of the message on today is The Power of Words, and the power of words. You know, our words do have power. Our words can create. Our words can destroy. Our words can bring healing to others. And, you know, so our words are powerful. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes we use our words in the wrong way, and the words are not, you know, not fulfilling, and the words are not bringing, you know, bringing life. Or, you know, we can speak life into others. We can speak life over ourselves, over our situations. But sometimes our lives, our words that we speak are causing us not to prosper, causing us not to, you know, not to live the life that God has for us. We're living mediocre lives because of what we're speaking. And those words come, you know, what we're speaking comes from our trust in God and what we believe about ourselves, you know, who we are, who we belong to. And so our words are shaped or influenced by, you know, what we how we feel, you know, what we're thinking, by our past experiences. And so, but we want our words to line up, to come into alignment with the word of God and what God's word says about us. And so the power of words. And I believe that we are in a season, even though everything that may be going on around us, we see so many things that's going on around us that you know, we haven't seen, some of us have not seen in our lifetime, you know, the wars and rumor of wars and all the fires and the earthquakes and the diseases and pestilence and all those things that are, you know, the what Bible talks about, you know, but those things are going on around us. But what are we, you know, God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the miracle working business. You know, we can't look at these things that are going on around us. What we can do is pray. You know, we can pray. We can pray for what's happening around us, but not let that be our focus and consume us to the point where we're beginning to speak negativity, or we begin to speak, you know, our words are filled with hopelessness and discouragement. But our words can be a source of life. But as I said, I believe that even though everything that's going on, we still can trust in God and believe him for miracles. We can believe him for healing. We can believe him for deliverance. We can believe him and trust in him for that. So we are in a season of blessings and miracles, but our words can stop the flow of those miracles. Our words can stop the flow of the blessings. But so it is time to be set free from those things that hinder us from receiving all that God has for us. Amen. All that God has for us, all of his promises. You know, his promises are for us. His promises are for us of today. You know, if we stand on those promises, if we believe and we trust in God. So how many of us have been snared by our words, or even words spoken over us? Amen. We get trapped by our words. We get snared by what we are speaking, the words that we release into the atmosphere. Again, like I said, our words have power. Or words spoken over us by others. Our words carry weight, and oftentimes we just idly say things without thinking about the impact those words have on our lives. Spoken words have the power to set the course for our lives. And I think a lot of us don't understand the importance of that, how what we speak set the course for our lives. So I was having a conversation with someone the other day. It was on Monday, and I was thinking about that. I was saying something. I was, you know, sharing a comment about something, and I was saying that this person has a particular habit about doing something. You know, I said this person does this, you know, but the person I was having the conversation with corrected me and said that's the way they do that now, but that's not the way that they will be. And so that's how sometimes the enemy will, you know, come in. We're not aware of what we're saying, what we're speaking over people, you know. So we have to realize, we have to, you know, see what God's word says and what he's saying about us, what he's saying about others, you know, what he's saying about our future, our destinies. And so what we're speaking will have influence over that. So sometimes, you know, you heard people say these words, you know, I'm sick and tired of that, you know, I just can't figure that out, you know, I'm not worthy of this, or, you know, I can't speak, you know, I can't stand in front of people and talk. You know, I can't do that job, or, you know, whatever it may be. And even, you know, just saying things, and but the words, you know, if you speak something enough, you know, you hear yourself saying something enough, that's what you're going to believe about yourself. That's what you're going to believe about your destiny. If we hear it, that's why it's important for parents to speak words of life over their children, to speak, to praise them, to encourage them. Parents listening, if you're listening today, you're out there and you have children, what you are speaking over their lives has power. I'm telling you, so I saw a posting earlier said that, you know, if you speaking over your children in the morning, you know, there's arguments in the home or there's negativity in the home. What you're speaking, if you're yelling at your child before they leave out for their day where they're going to school, you know, and do you expect them to have a good day? Do you expect them to be in that place where they can think about learning, you know, or being in a place where they can interact with their peers on a positive note? So we have to be careful about what we are releasing, what words we're releasing into the lives of those of our loved ones, and not only the lives of our loved ones, but those, the people that we come in contact with on a daily basis, no matter where you may be, where it's in the grocery store, whether it is on your job, whether it's just you're out for a walk, or, you know, in your home, wherever it may be, what words are you releasing? And those words, are, you know, what's in your heart is going to come out. I want to talk about that in a few minutes. So the words that we speak. So we have to be careful about what we release in the atmosphere. Excuse me. So how do our words snare us? Oh, about the Israelites, right? And in their wilderness experience and how they murmured and how they complained. Oh, my goodness. And God had blessed them. They had seen God's miracles performed over and over again. But when in that wilderness experience, they forgot about all that God did for them. And they began to complain. They began to murmur. Murmuring and complaining does not bring glory to God. It does not. Murmuring means a sullen dissatisfaction with things. So are you dissatisfied with something in your life right now? You know, we all go through that every once in a while. We go through that where we're dissatisfied with some things. But how do we respond to that? What are we speaking about that situation? You know, so as the Israelites complained, and I'm going to focus on the one, they complained about not having food, you know, that God had brought them out, delivered them out of Egypt, delivered them from their bondage. But all they could focus on was they did not have food to eat, and God had brought them out. Instead of trusting God, you know, trusting God for the provision, but all, you know, God had brought them out, and they murmured, they complained that, you know, that they didn't have the food that they were eating, that they were eating back in Egypt in their bondage, you know, all the delicacies, all the good food that they had to eat, but they were still in bondage. They couldn't see that. They couldn't see the fact that they were in bondage, but they were just thinking about the good things that they had to eat. And God had brought them out of that place, that brought them out of their bondage, delivered them, and set them free. And he was going to provide, he would provide for them, but they could not see that. Are we in that place? Are you in that place today? God has brought you out. He has delivered you and set you free. But all you can think about is where you came from. You know, the enemy will paint a pretty picture. He would think that, make you think that all is well. But when God brings you out, he brings you out. He delivers you and sets you free. Everything may not be the way that it was, but God will provide. He will provide. He will meet your every need according to his riches and glory through Jesus Christ, which will be eternal freedom. But the Israelites couldn't see that. They couldn't see that that God had delivered them and brought them out of bondage. But they began to complain. They complained about the food and not having the food, and God provided the manna for them. Then they complained about the water when, you know, they went without water in the wilderness and where they were coming through. And I'm going to go to, this is in Exodus 15 and 23. Exodus 15 and 23. Well, I'm going to read from starting at 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? What shall we drink?" Okay, just knowing, just thinking about how God had provided this, God had met their need, that God, you know, delivered them, and he showed himself strong to them in so many ways. But then they're asking, "What are we going to drink? What shall we drink?" And so he cried, out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters, the waters were made sweet. And that is good news. The waters were made sweet. You may be in a situation right now, and you don't see your way out. You don't see your way out of the city. You don't see where your provision is coming from. You don't understand. You don't know. You just don't understand it. You don't know where it's coming from. But what are you? How are you responding? Are you trusting God? Are you trusting him for the provision? Are you trusting him for your healing? Are you trusting him to restore you? What will your words say? So the Israelites, like, what shall we drink? Instead of changing that to, as Moses did, you know, Moses cried out to the Lord. And God showed him. The Lord showed him. So we cry out to the Lord. Now, Lord, I trust you for this place I am in right now. I don't know where the provision is coming from, but I'm trusting you to deliver me, to set me free, to provide what I need. So changing the perspective about it. So as Israelites, the Israelites began to murmur and complain. Of what words would What words do we release in our times of wilderness experience? And so start thinking about that. We have to be intentional and focus on what are we releasing, what are we saying. Complaining and murmuring were the defense response to their wilderness experience. So that was their response. That was their defense. That was their way of responding to a situation that they should have trusted God with. So their negative reaction, Moses did what the people neglected to do, and that was to seek the Lord and to cry out. So in our times of trouble, we are to pour out our hearts to God. In our time of trouble, we are to pour out our hearts to God, get in his presence, seek his face. Because if not, what we're going to do is begin to trust in ourselves. You know, focus the attention, our attention will be focused on the problem and the situation and not on who God is and what he has the ability to do. Trusting in his promises. No, it may not always be easy and it may not be, but we know that if we trust in God's strength, we trust in his wisdom, that we will make it through. We'll make it through that storm. We'll make it through the storm if we trust in the Lord. We think about, you know, in driving through a storm, when we're driving through a storm, most of the time people want to stop. They want to stop and pull over. But see, the storm, when you stop and you pull over, you're going to sit in that storm, wasting time, you know, when you could be moving on. But if you keep driving through that storm, you're going to come out of it. You're going to drive out of it. And that's what sometimes we, instead of just sitting there in that place of complaining and murmuring and wondering, you know, what if, and, like, you know, what are we going to drink? It's not what shall we drink? What are we going to drink? Is that, God, we thank you for making the provision. We thank you for providing, providing the drink for us. And so anyway, so we think about that, how do we respond in our times of trouble? In verse 27, God brings the Israelites to a place that meets their needs and is satisfying. And then he says that in verse 27, then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the water. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that the God that we serve? Hallelujah. We serve a God that he brought them, he brought them to a place where there were 12 more than what they could expect it. And that's what God will do that for us. If we wait patiently on the Lord, if we wait patiently on him and trusting him that he will give us more than enough, he will give us an abundance. He will put us in a place of overflow. But what happened is that when God brought them to a place to meet their needs, and it was satisfying. And you think about that contrast between the bitter waters of Marah and this wonderful place of Elim, you know, where God showed the ability to provide if we wait and trust in him. And some of us have a problem with waiting on God. But we've got to learn to wait on him. Waiting means trusting, praying, fasting, whatever God is asking you to do in that time while you are waiting on God. But it's not to focus on the problem. God has the solution. He already has the solution. He already has the solution. We have to trust and wait on him. God would have provided for the Israelites if they had been patient, if they had trusted God for the provision instead of complaining. So that's what we do when we're waiting. We don't complain. We trust God. We stand on his promises. You know, look in the Word. Look in the Word and find out what is it that you're in need of. What is the promise that you need to stand on? you know, find that promise in the Bible. It's in there. God has everything that you need. It's in the Word. And you stand on that promise. You stand on it. And watch God move in your life. Watch God move. Scripture tells us to be of good courage and to wait on the Lord. So it's going to take some courage as you're waiting on God. It's going to take courage to wait. Situation may seem hopeless. The situation may seem maybe even fearful. The enemy will try to instill fear. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. My goodness, when we are waiting on the Lord, God is moving. He's preparing. He's working things out. He does not give us a spirit of fear, so we don't have to be fearful in the waiting process. We don't have to have fear while we're waiting. He says, be of good courage and wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Because if we don't wait on the Lord, and we try to put things in our own hands and try to figure it out ourselves and do things and, you know, make it, trying to make it work, it may be temporary. But God, we don't serve a temporary God. We serve an eternal God. So everything about him is eternal. So, God, we have to trust him, trusting in him. Everything is about eternity. Thank you, Lord. So the Israelites were dissatisfied with what was going on in their lives. And as I said earlier, sometimes we may be dissatisfied about things, but who do we trust? We trust God. You know, we're to be content with, because we know that in that moment that God is in where we are, that God is making the provision. He's providing. And sometimes, you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we will look at situations and we don't think that God is providing or meeting the need because we don't see. We have an idea. We have a thought about what the outcome should be. What the outcome should be. But God is responsible for the outcome. So while we're waiting, while we're trusting, while we're in that place of, you know, of contentment, that we trust God because he's working out the income. He is responsible for the outcome. But when we put our hands in it, you know, God is not in it, just the bottom line. God is not in it, but he's responsible for the outcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So the Israelites were dissatisfied with their wilderness experience. A person who is in a dissatisfied state will complain, and it does not matter who it is directed towards. Dissatisfaction will cause a person to complain about the leadership, anyone in authority, or whoever may be in the path of their dissatisfaction. Moses happened to be in the path of their dissatisfaction. So dissatisfaction is a mindset. It's a mindset because we have a choice. We can choose to trust God. We can choose to be confident in who God is, confident in what God says about us and he says about our situations. We can choose to be confident in that, or we can choose to be dissatisfied. You know, so which choice? We have a choice. So it is a mindset. So how does a person overcome the mindset? So in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So what is in your heart? A good man, a righteous man, out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. So we have to check our heart. We have to check what's in our heart. We have to check what we're being influenced, what we're listening to. We have to protect our ear gates and our eye gates. Because what we receive influence what's in our heart. And that's what we will speak. That's what will come out. And so we have to protect, you know, who are you listening to? Are you listening to words of encouragement? Are you listening to those who can speak life over you? Are you entertaining negativity? Are you watching things on TV that will promote negativity, that will promote discouragement, bitterness, and anger? There are so many people who are not so many people, but there are people who are angry, and they don't even know why they are angry. But they're angry, and they lash out at others, whoever is in their path, whoever they can direct that anger to, because it's what's in their heart. It's the abundance of the heart. There's the abundance of anger, abundance of resentment, abundance of bitterness. It's going to flow out, and it's going to come. It's going to shoot toward whoever is in that person's path. That's why we have road rage. People have road rage. I mean, how are you going to attack someone, be angry at someone, and someone is just taking their driving, minding their own business, but this because this person is so angry, they're lashing out whoever is in their path, whoever is in their way. So the abundance of the heart, we have to protect our ear gates and our eye gates, what we are reading, what we're taking in, what we're watching, you know, and this is, we just have to be careful about what we're watching on TV, just bottom line. Some of these reality shows, we just need to turn some of those off, because it's not really reality. It's not reality, the way they behave and talk to each other and so forth. But anyway, that was just just something I just threw in there. But God is, well, you know, God just wants us to watch, to be careful about what we're reading, what we're watching, what we're taking in. So evil words, so that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. An angry person, a hurt person, will speak hurtful things because they are hurting. That's what's in their heart. They are hurting, and they want other people to hurt. Hurt people hurt other people. So what is in your heart? What are you speaking? But it's a good heart, the good treasure of the heart. How do we have good treasure in our heart? We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ, so we should have good treasure in our heart by studying the Word. You know, saying what the Word it says, that should be in our heart. We should have the Word of God in our heart. You know, that we will speak the Word. Your heart, your mouth speaks what fills your heart. So when we're tempted to speak against anyone, especially a brother or sister in Christ, take a moment and fill your heart with God's Word. Let the Word of Christ richly dwell within you. Richly dwell within you. The Word of God should take up permanent resident in your heart, and not just when it's convenient. So, you know, you hear some people say that they get angry at someone, they're going to lay their religion down for a moment and then pick it up. No, the Word of God dwells richly within us. It should be there permanently. It should be what flows out naturally. And I know that sometimes we're not perfect people, and I know sometimes that we may fall in that area, but repent. Repent. When we repent, What do we do? We repent, we ask God to forgive us, and then we turn from it. We turn from ask the Lord to help us not to say words when we're angry, not to speak, you know, when we're we're angry, and so that word, you know, will takes up permanent residence in our heart, and not just when it is convenient. So pray that we will empty our hearts of evil. Get before the Lord and ask God to help you to empty that, you know, that word, whatever it is that's in your heart, that we will not speak out of anger, not speak out of hurt, not speak out of bitterness, you know, toward anyone, to ourselves or anyone else. But I just thank the Lord. But pray that that we will have a renewed heart. Pray that we will have, yes, a renewed spirit. Pray that we will that have a clean, that God will cleanse our heart, that we'll have a right spirit renewed within us. Evil words we have spoken over ourselves. This is another one that will keep us from, you know, from flourishing and prospering. How words will snare us. Another way is the evil words we've spoken over ourselves. There have been times when we have released words over ourselves that have opened the door to distress, oppression, sickness, and disease. And even poverty, you know. So what are we speaking when we've spoken those words over ourselves? It's because we don't have the word of God in our heart, because we were influenced by past experiences, you know, influenced by what someone else has said. You've just been influenced by that. And so we look at our past experiences and we see ourselves as not being worthy of God's love or, you know, feeling that shame, have that shame and that guilt, you know, operating in our lives. And so when we have that in our heart, that's what we believe about ourselves, we begin to speak that over ourselves. And that gives those words fuel, that gives those words the opportunity to wreak even more havoc in our lives because of what we believe, because what we're speaking, the lies of the enemy. We begin to believe the lies of the enemy. We begin to speak the lies of the enemy. If we need to fall out of agreement with the enemy and what he's saying about us and what he's saying about our lives, fall out of agreement and fall in agreement with the word of God and speaking the promises of God, standing on what God has said about our situations, what he has done. He gave his son Jesus Christ for us. That's how much he loved us, so that we could be set free, so that we have abundant life. We can be delivered. God, Jesus took all of our sins of the whole world upon him so that we could be free. But we want to hold on to them. We want to hold on to the sin. We want to hold on to, you know, the what has happened, the bitterness and the shame and the guilt, the anger, because of what has happened in the past, what has taken place. You know, we may have there may have been abuse, there may be some type of trauma inflicted upon us by those that we trusted. But I say on today that Jesus came that we have life and have it more abundantly. And that abundant life is peace and joy and righteousness and the Holy Spirit. And you can have that on today by trusting him, trusting, saying yes to the Lord, yes to Jesus, yes to his will, yes to his way, that he will bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's just a matter of just saying yes to the Lord. And we say yes to the Lord, he begins to do that work within us. The Holy Spirit begins to move within us, you know, to help us to overcome, to be empowered, to let go of those things that hinder us, the words that we speak. So those words that's been spoken over ourselves, that we've spoken, We say today, this is your day of deliverance. This is your day of healing. We say those words have no power in your life. We say those words are broken now in the name of Jesus. But we speak life over you today, that you have life, and that you have it more abundantly in Jesus' name. The words, your words create the path your life will take. Your life will go in the direction that your tongue leads it. Think about that. Your life is going in the direction, I'm telling you, there's this person, when I see them, I ask, well, how's your day been? You know, what's going on in your life? How's your day? It's the same response every time. It's the same day. It's the same day. So it's not, what is happening in your life? It must be something good God is doing for you. You know, there's always something negative. But your words create the path your life will take. That's why some people just don't see, they don't see the abundant living because of the words that you're speaking. So your life will go in the direction that your tongue leads it. So if you need to change what you're speaking, make a determination on today that's what you're going to do, that you're going to speak life over yourself, speak life over your children, speak life over your situation, over your dreams, your visions. Oh my, some of you have dreams and visions that you need to speak life over. They become dormant. They become stagnant. They're sitting on the shelf somewhere gathering dust. But God is saying to you today to remove those dreams and visions off that shelf and begin to speak life over them. That God will begin to give you direction, give you strategy, give you a plan about how to execute that vision. Speak life. God is saying your dream is not dead. Somebody needs to hear that today. Your dream is not dead, but begin to speak life over it. Chapter 18 and verse 4, let me go there, Proverbs 18 and verse 4 says, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. Those deep waters, when you talk about the deep waters, they're a person's words or plan that have no merit. The words are not beneficial to anyone, or they can even be potentially dangerous because there's death and life. You know, there's death and life in our tongue. We have power to speak death and life over situations. That's why it's important. I want to go back to talking about dreams and visions, that when we have dreams and we have visions about something God has given us, it's important to know who you share those with. Because people can speak over those dreams and visions, but they may not be speaking life. They may be speaking death to your vision and death to your dream. So seek the Lord about who you should share your dreams and visions with. He will begin to develop that inner circle for you, those people that you need to connect with, who can help you, who can be there with you through that through your journey. And then it says, and then 18 and 4, it says, the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. It's a flowing brook. A flowing brook is not stagnated. A flowing brook, there are not things that are blocking up the flow of the stream, of the brook. But the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. So it's speaking life, supplying living water. We should be supplying living water, that living water that Jesus said that we could have, that we would never go thirsty. But we have that living water to supply to other people. We should be a supply of living water for other people, for their lives. What words are we speaking? What are we speaking over other people? So we should be that supply of living water, bringing life, speaking life to those around us. And then Proverbs chapter 18, verses 16 to 7, a fool's lips enter into contention and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's lips enter into contention and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction and his lips are the snare of his soul. How plain is that? How plain is that? That's just as plain as it can be. Our lips can snare us. It can snare us it can bring destruction in our lives. A word, and it says, and his mouth calls for blows. You know, can stir up contention, stir up conflict. You know, cause where there should be peace, a disruption in peace. So we need to be careful about what we're saying and what we're speaking and the words that we say. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself prospering and flourishing in your purpose on this earth? You know, do you see yourself that way? Or do you see yourself defeated or hopeless and living a life unfulfilled? Take an inventory of what you have, of what you need. Take an inventory about, you know, what you're saying. You know, I'll never get healed, or I'm not good enough, I'm not educated enough. And the list can go on. I'm broke. As long as we have Jesus Christ as our provider, we have God is out. He meets every need. As long as we're trusting in God, we're not broke. We may, our bank accounts may look funny and we may not have, I'm telling you, but God will bless someone to come along and put some money in your hand, or you know, he will meet your need in some unexpected way. That it's just amazing when we're trusting God. Amen. And paying our tithes and offering, say that we need to be paying our tithes and offering. Because the word says that he will rebuke the devourer for our sake, but that's when we're paying our tithes and offering. So we want to take an inventory about what we're speaking and what we're saying. And Job 22 and 28, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. We need to make some declarations, some decrees and declarations. You will also decree a thing and it will, and light will shine. Let me go back to that. And so light will shine on your ways. Amen. So what are you declaring? To decree, to declare is our tool to stand in this authority, to get into alignment with heaven and to command its blessings to manifest from the supernatural realm into our natural realm. Amen. So what are we speaking? What declarations are we making? What are we decreeing? And we're going to have some decrees in a minute when I finish, just about finished. So Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10 is where Jesus teaches us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is telling us that everything present in the kingdom of heaven is available for us now here on earth, and that is good news. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So trust God. Trust the Lord. And then another area is wounded by words from other people that will keep us from flourishing. When you have something, somebody has said something negative to you, and you may have carried it for many, many years. And that happened to me. I had someone said something negative to me, and I carried it for a long time, for many years. until I realized that I was in bondage, and I didn't realize it. Those words influenced me and my confidence, and it allowed those words to keep me from being confident in what God had called me to do. So that old saying that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt, wrong, words do hurt. Until you realize that words have caused your pain, you will not be healed. And God has given us everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. We have the strength to overcome because that is who we are. We are overcomers. We are overcomers. We are not the negative. We are not the negative words that have been said to us. So we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Soul knows right well. And Psalm, hold on for 1 second. Okay, Psalm 71 and 24. I'm going to read that one. And then we're going to read the other declaration. Psalm 71 and 24. Okay. My tongue, wait a minute. Psalm 71 and 24. I think I wrote that. Yeah. My tongue shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame, who seek my hurt. So my tongue shall talk of your righteousness. So if you feel like that you can't, that your words are other than what God's word says, just read this. My tongue shall speak. Make that declaration. My tongue shall speak. Shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. So that's what should be in our heart. You know, speaking encouragement and speaking of God's righteousness and his love. Amen. And then Proverbs 12 and 18. Proverbs 12 and 18. Proverbs 12 and 18. All right. Okay, Proverbs 12 and 18. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. So the tongue of the wise promotes health. It brings healing. And Proverbs 15 and 4. Proverbs 15 and 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perversiveness in it breaks the spirit. So the soothing tongue is a tree of life, the tree of life. So watch what we are saying, a wholesome tongue. We want to have a wholesome tongue. Our words should be filled with grace, with healing. It's bringing life, speaking life. I'm going to have some words of, let me go back to it. Okay. Decrees, and I just want to speak this over everyone who's listening today. I bless my mouth as my words are pleasing to God. I claim his promises and goodness over my life. My tongue will proclaim words of encouragement and hope. I will arise and be bold, unafraid, and filled with courage. I excel in strength and am clothed in honor. I will rise in spite of pain, opposition, and fear. I am victorious. My life is full of potential, and I will fulfill my ordained destiny. I am blessed as I keep justice and do what is right. So, Lord, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you. Thank you, God, for your promises, every promise. Lord, we thank you for it. And, Father, we make a determination and be intentional about trusting in you, trusting in with our circumstances, trusting where we are, trusting, God, in that hard place where we may be right now. But, God, we are trusting that you're going to bring us out of it as we wait on you, as we be of good courage. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for your love that you said would not be separated from us under any circumstance. We thank you for that. So, God, we thank you on today as we heard your word, Father, that we will Watch what we speak. God, renew a right spirit within us. Give us a clean heart, Father, so that we can speak words of life over our situations, over our dreams, our visions, our health, our marriages, our families, our relationships, our jobs. Lord, our ministries. God, I just thank you, Father, that we speak life, hallelujah, to others, that where we go, wherever we may encounter, Lord, let our words be a source of healing. Let our words be a source of wisdom. And we just thank you for that, and that it will be like a fresh flowing stream, not hindered or stagnated by any things from our past, not anything from that we've heard or listened to, God, but we just thank you, Lord, that it will be a fresh flowing stream of wisdom as we speak life to others. God, we thank you for this day. We bless you and we honor you. We thank you for blessing us with the word on today and encouraging us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. We thank God for Ella Addison and that word of wisdom and knowledge, amen, to us, because it's so true, man, what we speak, praise God, can either hinder us or help us. Praise the Lord. And as she was ministering, this came to me in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, but the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See? Now, 15 say, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. It's your choice, but you have to speak life on yourself. This is what Jesus was telling us. Praise the Lord. And fast forward down to verse 19. I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I may set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. See? So God means just what he's saying. So we can speak life on ourselves, or we can speak death on ourselves. We can speak blessings, or we can speak curses. And I want to say, praise the Lord, I'm going to go a little further. What the Lord bless, he do not curse. We mess it up. This is what Allison was telling us. God don't curse nothing that he bless. We mess it up by speaking negative and with negativism all around us. So be mindful who you hang around, even sometime in your own family. You know, it's you know, it's sad to say, but it's true, because everybody in your family is not saved, and we know that. And they always come with that negativism and something out their mouth. And if you feed into it, the enemy will play on it. But thank God that we got a promise. And see, this is what happened to the children of Israel. All the blessings that God did, even when they was in Egypt, God brought them out, but Egypt was still in them. Now, what's in you now? This is what she is trying to tell us. See, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith, because this is a faith walk, man, we walk by faith and not by sight. We trust God. This is what she's telling us. Now, we have a few minutes. Praise the Lord. And the number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. If you have a question or a comment, even a testimony, you have time you want to share. We did have a caller, but I think he got disconnected. Praise the Lord, as you was ministering, Ella Addison. So we sorry about that, but I want to say to him, praise God, if you're still on, amen, you can call back. Amen. We still have a few minutes to ask her your question or whatever was in your heart. And praise God to share, amen, with us today. Praise God. This is what it's all about. Praise God. Amen. Speak up. Amen. And let's talk about the goodness of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The number one more time is 347 857-3925. Praise the Lord. And we have some time here. Praise God. So, Ella Addison, we thank you for that encouraging word because it's so, so true. Praise the Lord. And, amen, we have to learn how to speak life on ourselves.
Yes.
And blessings, yes. Amen, upon ourselves. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4, where the word of a king is, there is power.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
And who may say to him, what are you doing? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Where the word of a king is. And I want to ask somebody, praise the Lord, is there a king in you, a prince in you? Help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got to see yourself, praise God, as a royalty. You have to see somebody that you are better than blessed. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're not better now, but you are special. And I thank God for it. Amen. He said, we are special, peculiar people unto him. Amen. See? So when you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praise God, when you have sought the Lord, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. He's doing great things even as we speak, because he is God today. He was God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. And he's yet saying, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respected person. Oh, but now he's not going to do it all. He said, if you draw not to me, I'll draw not to thee. And he yet with outstretched arms, and whosoever, you are whosoever, praise God, he'll bring you out. But you got to come. He yet saying, come. Come unto me, all you that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you some rest. Praise the Lord. You'll find some rest. He said, now in the world, you're going to have some trials and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you. Now there's the world give it. Praise the Lord. Man, so we are yet here. Praise the Lord. And I thank God again for Ella Addison. I want to say to you, amen, be encouraged. Continue to, amen, stay on the wall and cry loud and spare not to continue doing what you are doing because, man, you're on your post. And I've said earlier, you're in your set place. This is what it's all about. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord wants to put you in that set place or where he wants you to be, not where people want to be, but where he wants you to be. And when you get in that set place, praise the Lord. Amen. You have to remember now that the things that we are seeing is just temporal, but the things that we don't see is eternal. Am I right? Praise the Lord. And see, we can shout the victory. We give him the glory because our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Oh, praise the Lord. Man, ain't you glad about that? Praise God. Amen. Allison, I thank God for you. That was very encouraging. You encouraged my heart. Praise the Lord. But where the word of a king is, there is power. Look at the power that he has invested in us. He said, greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, look at that. See, we don't dwell on the situations, on the conditions and the problems. We dwell on the promises. Man.
On the promise.
We get caught between the problem and the promise. You know, now where is your faith? Where is you?
Yes.
Who is you trusting? Man, if you trust in the Lord, he always, he will always bring us out to bring us in to something better. And now, when you was talking about your sermon there, when you opened up, and we talked about it a few weeks ago here at City of Victory. Now, people are so quick, Ella Addison, to forget the Red Sea experience. Now, when they got across, the Bible say 3 days, not even a week, they forgot about the Red Sea experience.
Yeah.
And people that is unthankful, praise Lord. This is what goes on in their lives. Praise God. Amen. You can Mike, you want to say something? Okay,
yes,
praise the Lord.
Yes.
This is the problem. It was unthankful, you know. You know, and then the more God did something, the worse it that they got. But their problem was a lack of faith. God brought them out of Egypt, but Egypt was yet in them. Now, where is your people mind today? Where is your mind? Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah.
What are you speaking? Praise God.
Yeah.
So this is what it's all about. God bless you today. I'm going to let Sister Diane get in here because I know she got something to say. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
Sister
you,
Diane. God bless you. And you continue to stay on your post. Continue to cry loud and spare not and do what God say do because you're doing the right thing. Praise God. God is pleased with your life, and this is what it's all about. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word came forth from Elder Addison, the power of your words. And that is one thing I learned when I came into this ministry, the power of your words. Speak life and not death, as the word says. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link and listen. Or you can visit blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and click on the link. I tell you, some awesome word that's been coming forth, trusting and believing that that word that came forth today is a powerful word. In this day and in this time, we need to speak life. The words that come out of your mouth is powerful. Be careful on what you say. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go and let God have his way.
That's when
let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God. My word.